sitting here with Region 2's outstanding teacher presented by the NAAE from the state of Kansas, Jacob Larson. Congratulations, Jacob. It's a huge honor for any ag teacher to receive an award like this. How are you feeling? And tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
It's a very unique feeling to be named as an outstanding teacher of the year. I appreciate the opportunity and the recognition that's given. It's just very rewarding to be recognized for the amount of time and hours that go into all that has happened in developing our program there at Riverton.
Tell us a little bit about your chapter and how long you've been with that chapter and how long you've been teaching as well.
I've been teaching for 21 years, 15 of those years at Riverton High School. We have about 95 students in our FFA chapter and ag education program, and that's in a school of about 250 in grades 9 through 12. We are the largest organization within our high school and really try and get kids involved in a diverse array of activities, whether that's in the welding side of things or the greenhouse or animal sciences. We just try and get kids exposed to a little bit of everything so they can find their passion.
Looking back over the past 21 years of being in the education field, what is some of your greatest accomplishments and how did you get there?
The thing that I probably am most proud of, and this may be kind of a strange answer, but over time I've had the opportunity to go and see some of my students actually attend their weddings and see life really start to begin for them and see them as they've developed friendships and relationships and get started into careers and just really see what this is all about. It's easy to get caught up into some of the award side of things or the day-to-day classroom part of things, but to see them really engaged in their life and to see them making a difference, whether it's in with the community or just in the lives of other individuals, that's what's really rewarding, is to see those aspects of those students' lives once they become young adults.
If we asked some of your students, they'd probably say you were their role model. Who is your role model throughout your teaching career?
My role model, honestly, would be my ag teacher. There'd probably be some other folks, but John Carey was my ag teacher who had retired whenever I was in high school, but he had taught over 30 years. And just kind of had his own unique way of going about things. Wasn't concerned about doing things, the traditional way. He was a guy that could come in and he could give you a lecture for 45 minutes out of whatever he found in the newspaper that day, and you'd never get bored with it. Just a great guy. And, of course, I had grown up in Riverton and have the fortune of still working in that community where I had grown up. So he's still there within the community. And to a man, anyone you talk to would just tell you what a great role model he was and just what an inspiration he can be. And that's probably where I've gotten my inspiration as well.
Mr. Larson, thinking about how the United States is in dire need of future agri-science educators, what would you tell somebody who is considering taking up that career path?
I think now's a great time for a student to consider being an agriculture education instructor. I actually have a few students currently that kind of have that roaming in their head a little bit as far as something that they might want to consider in the future. And the neat thing with being an ag education instructor is that it offers students a unique variety of experiences throughout the day. It's not like being a teacher where you're stuck in a classroom hour after hour doing the same thing. You can train contest teams, you can get kids into a shop or into a greenhouse, you can get out within the community and get involved, and it's just such a unique career that I definitely encourage kids to get involved in it.
Finally, Mr. Larson, what piece of advice would you pass on to an ag teacher who's maybe struggling or in their first few years of teaching and maybe second-guessing their career choice?
The best advice I probably have is to take things just one step at a time. Don't get caught up in the big overall picture, but to get started with just try and figure out which battles you're going to conquer, what your main objective is at the time, and do as well as you can with that, and then move on to the next thing. And I think if somebody uses that advice, they'll see success, and success tends to breed more success, so it's kind of a good way to go.
Ag teachers play a large role in all lives, and we'd like to congratulate one of the NAAE Outstanding Agri-Science Educators from Kansas, which is Region 2 for NAAE, Mr. Jacob Larson. Congratulations, Jacob. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.